This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
جوانهای ما که اون روز نبودن اما امروز هستن، این مژده است، این بشارته.
The good news today is that our youth are ready to sacrifice even their lives for the Islamic values.
الشهيد عشق للحق، وجود عاشق للحق.
The martyr is a lover of haq, truth, an existence that is a lover of haq.
I in my dreams recall your last flight. I listen to the silent palm groves. O great one, O dear martyr, look at how we have been crumpled into ourselves.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Muhammad Hossein Fahmide. Dear listeners, one of the greatest martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense against the tyrant regime of Saddam is, without a doubt, Shahid Muhammad Hossein Fahmide. Muhammad Hossein Fahmide was born around the year 1967 in a religious family in the holy city of Qom. He went to school around the year 1973. And his teacher from first to fourth grade was an honorable cleric. Then he and his family moved to the city of Karaj, where he went to fifth grade as well as middle school in two schools of this city. It was during these years that, due to the events leading to the Islamic Revolution of Iran, his soul underwent profound transformation, just like the other youths of his time. Shahid Muhammad Hossein Fahmide became extremely fond of Imam Khomeini and did everything he could to listen and obey his commands. Shahid Fahmide used to say, "Whatever Imam Khomeini says, I will do it, and I submit myself to him." When the Iran-Iraq war broke out, Shahid Fahmide was about 13 years old. This enthusiastic and brave young man decided to go to the war fronts to defend his country. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the lifestyle of shuhada.
جوانهای ما که اون روز نبودن اما امروز هستن، این مژده است، این بشارته. اهل فکر و اهل تأمل.
The good news today is that our youth are ready to sacrifice even their lives for the Islamic values. The intellectuals must think over this great phenomenon. Although there is much maltreatment towards the Islamic Republic of Iran from here and from there, there are many youth who still are interested in the path of the Shuhada, the martyrs, and the values of the sacred defense era. Today, we can find growth more than downfall in Islamic Iran. It is also true that there are some people who are deceived by the smiles of the enemy or feel tired of the difficult situation they are in. However, there are many men and women who are aware of the historical and political facts of the world. Some might have wrong judgments because of their superficial look on different matters. They think that our youth have gone astray from the right path, but this is not the case. Our youth love the path of truth and faith passionately, and they believe with their whole heart in that. That is because the majority of the youths in Iran recognize the value of the blood of martyrs and the blessings of martyrs. This is because of the sacrifices that your youth and your dear ones made for this country.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
The great martyr of Islam, Shahid Fahmide, quietly would tell his family and friends of his going to the fronts. At a hospital in Karaj, he goes to a friend of his who was hospitalized and bids farewell to him and tells him of the battle and reminds him of his divine duty. One day, when he left home on the pretext of buying bread, he gave his friend 50 tumans and asked him to buy bread and bring it home, and told him about his decision of going to Khuzestan and asked him not to tell his family for 3 days so they would not prevent him from leaving and inform them afterwards. In Tehran, one of the committee's guards notices his decision and talks to him and tries to dissuade him, but fails. Shahid Fahmide, who had strengthened his resolve to take part in the war, reaches the city of the south of the country, and no matter how much he tries to accompany the group who were going to the front lines, he is unable to do so. At last, no matter how much Shahid Fahmide insists on going to the fronts, the commander of that division refuses, but Shahid Fahmide is not discouraged.
Is a martyr in Islam, in the words of Sheikh Isa Qasim.
Shaheed, ishqun lil haqq, wujudun ashiqun lil haqq.
The martyr is a lover of Haqq, truth, an existence that is a lover of Haqq. And the truth within him overcomes his desires for love. The love of Haqq inside him overpowers his desires for life. He craves for life like any other person does. He holds on to life like others do. However, the sight of Haqq, the beauty of Haqq, the passion of Haqq, defeats every lust and every other desire, amongst them, the love of life inside of him.
Dear listeners, I'm sure some, if not most of you, know who Shahid Muhammad Hussein Fahmide is. Because Shahid Fahmide was very young, the commanders and army personnel wouldn't allow him to go to the fronts. But Shahid Fahmide proved his worth to them. Shahid Fahmide approached the Iraqis alone and took their clothes and guns from them. Then, wearing their clothes, he approached the Iranian forces. Shahid Fahmide was about to be shot when someone said, "Wait for him to come so we can take him captive." They saw that it was Shahid Fahmide who wanted to show them that he can fight the Iraqis empty-handed. The commander who witnessed the ability and resolve of Shahid Fahmide in the battlefield became confident in him and allowed him to stay in the front lines. Ultimately, in one of the battles, the Iraqi tanks were advancing and were about to surround the Iranian forces. Shahid Fahmide strapped several grenades around his waist, and seeing that he would be killed anyway if he did nothing, he went under one of the tanks, causing it to explode, and was martyred. Then the Iraqi forces lost their morale. Thinking the Iranians had attacked them, they all fled the battlefield and the Iranians became victorious. Imam Khomeini sent a message after this incident saying that our leader is this 13-year-old young man who gave his life for Islam. May Allah bless him and reward him. And now, we invite you to listen to Sister Zainab.
As I walk through the palm groves, I hear the wind that blows and whispers the epic of the red moments of martyrdom in the ears of the trees. I, in my dreams, recall your last flight. I listen to the silent palm groves. O great one, O dear martyr, look at how we have been crumpled into ourselves. Speak to us of the vastness of the distant horizons and of the sound of love, so that we may ponder on the elevated peaks of freedom. Our belief is in your heavenly eyes, which sprinkle the streets of the city with the rays of the sun. You are the hero that cries out the most poetic words on countless nights, crying on the shoulders of the moon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program The Teacher, which was about Shahid Hussein Fahmide. Please visit our website, which is parsetoday.com, and send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.